Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Time's News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of January 17, 2019 by Ginger Rush. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. From Ginger, we have the following item. These notes are being sent out today because of some very important tournament information. Please read carefully. We have a lot of events coming up and many overlapping entry deadlines. We are not bowling in Raleigh tonight because we're headed to Greensboro tomorrow for the first annual CBA 9-pin and Scotch Doubles Tournament at the All-Star Lanes at 910 South Holden Road in Greensboro. Tournament at All-Star Lanes, and the bowling will begin at 10 a.m., and there will be three games of 9-pin no-tap competition and three games of Scotch Doubles. We will bowl scratch for this tournament, no handicap. There will be cash first, second, and third prizes for both the 9-pin and the Scotch Doubles event. And we will have some other fun door prizes. We'll also have a 50-50 raffle. This tournament is a fundraiser for the CBA General Fund, which will in turn help fund our next James Benton Memorial Tournament and Shootout, scheduled for November 1 through 3, 2019, in Wilmington, North Carolina. We will leave J.C. Park at 6:45 a.m. on Saturday morning and make our usual breakfast stop in Burlington. We will make tonight up on February 15, which is listed as an open night on our schedule. In other words, we will bowl every Friday night in February. If we end up with another night of bad weather, we will have to bowl on Good Friday, so everyone please pray that any snow we get comes at the beginning of the week. CBA's Mail-O-Graphic will be bowled during the month of February. Leagues should expect info on it by the end of next week, with the entry deadline at the end of January. Outlaws should plan to have their $6 in the lane envelopes no later than Friday, January 25. That's Friday, January 25. We will bowl the CBA Mail-O-Graphic on Friday, February 8. The SBBA Mail-O-Graphic will be bowled between February 1 and 15. Anyone wishes to bowl in it, and if they do, they must pay $6 entry fee and their $6 SBBA sanction fee in the lane envelope no later than Friday, January 18. If anyone else outside Raleigh needs entry forms, please contact Ginger and she will forward them to you. The 19th Annual Durham Sweethearts Tournament will be held on Saturday, February 23, beginning at 9 a.m. with registration, beginning at 8 a.m. The tournament will be held at the Village Lanes, 330 North Hardy Street in Durham, 27703. The alley's phone number is 919-682-9145. Entry fees of $35 are due to the Durham Pin Devils, care of Wendell Williamson, Tournament Director, 4308 Emerald Forest Drive, Apartment F, Durham, North Carolina, by February 10. Outlaw deadline for money to be in the lane envelopes is Friday, February 1. National Tournament Hotel Information. The 2019 ABBA National Tournament will be held in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, May 29 through June 3, 2019. Our host hotel is Sheraton Station Square Hotel at 300 West Station Square Drive in Pittsburgh. The room rate is $105 per night plus 14% tax. This would equate to almost $120 per night. The hotel requires that when making your reservation, you are going to be charged the first night on your card. For this reason, each individual is responsible for booking their own accommodations. Should you need to cancel, you may do so up to 48 hours in advance in order to be refunded this deposit. Failure to cancel by this time will result in no refund. To reserve, please call 1-800-325-3535. Be sure to note that you are with the ABBA. Cutoff date, To get the group rate is April 29, and the group rate will be honored 3 days before and 3 days after the tournament based on availability. The hotel is located 18 miles from Pittsburgh International Airport and 3 miles from the Amtrak train station. The average cab rate is $40 one way. Uber is approximately $25 each way. Super Shuttle provides service at a discount price of $22 each way. And they will also provide complimentary shuttle up to 3 miles of the hotel. Right outside the door of the hotel is the historic Station Square, a bustling 2-acre dining and entertainment complex. Station Square is the most popular dining and entertainment destination in Pittsburgh. We will be bowling at Noble Manor Lanes, 2440 Noblestown Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15205. They have 40 lanes, on-site pro shop, arcade, lounge, and snack bar. They will provide a breakfast and lunch menu for the tournament. Entry fees of $70 for the regular tournament and an additional $20 for the Masters event are due in the lane envelopes no later than March 1. This will allow ample time to set up teams and submit forms to the tournament director well before the March 15 deadline. Guests attending and not bowling will need to pay a $12 registration fee in order to attend tournament events at the hotel, hospitality, etc., and or ride the tournament transportation to the bowling alley. SBBA tournament information. The bowlers in our league are invited to participate in the Southeastern Blind Bowling Annual Tournament. This year's tournament will be held in Hampton, Virginia, April 4, 5, and 6. Entry fees are $56 for singles, doubles, and teams, with an additional $25 for masters. Any outlaws who would like to enter should have their fees in the lane envelopes no later than Friday, March 8, and should include their $6 SBBA sanction fee. We will be staying at the Crown Plaza, Hampton Marina. Included is a breakfast for up to 2 people per room per day. The rooms are $104 plus tax for either 2 double beds or 1 king bed with a sleeper. The phone number to call for reservations is 757-727-8914. And when making reservations, let them know you are with the Southeastern Blind Bowlers Association to get the special rate. The cutoff date is March 14, 2019. Reservations made after this date will be at a higher rate. The bowling competition will be held at Century Lanes, 1519 Pembroke Avenue in Hampton, Virginia. And the phone number there is 757-722-2551. The scheduled events are as follows. Friday evening at 7 p.m., we will have a short meeting at the hotel. Everyone is welcome to come and participate. We value your opinions. Then at 8 p.m. until 10 p.m., there will be a hospitality room with light refreshments and plenty of socializing. At that time, you will be able to pick up your schedules. Saturday morning at 9 a.m., the bowling will begin with the team event. In the afternoon at 1 p.m., the Masters Tournament will be held. On Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and noon, if needed, the tournament will conclude with the doubles and singles competition. If you have not sanctioned with SBBA and would like to attend the tournament, you can include your $6 fee with your entry. So here are the important dates and some other information. Tournament date, April 4 through 6, 2019. Entry deadline, March 14, 2019. Cutoff date for statistical sheet information, March 1. Hotel, Crown Plaza, Hampton Marina, 700 Settlers Landing Road, Hampton, Virginia, 23669. Phone number, 757-727-8914. Room rate, $104 plus tax per night. Hotel reservation cutoff, March 14. The Bowling Center, Century Lanes, 1519 East Pembroke Avenue, Hampton, Virginia, 23663. Phone number, 757-722-2551. Entry fees, regular tournament $56, master tournament $25. Make all checks payable to SBBA Tournament, and then mail them to Sandy McDaniel, 115 Powell Boulevard, apartment 14102, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114. Attention bowlers, when you know you're going to be out, please let Sharon know, even if it is at the last minute. We cannot guarantee a sub for you, but there is always a chance of getting one. But to do so, we have to know. Also, as soon as you know you need a night off, let Sharon know, even if it is sometime into the future, so that we can begin looking for subs. Job hunting? The Sightly Worn Thrift Store is looking for a manager. See Sharon B. for details. The person should have some vision, but does not need to be fully sighted. Here's a link to a cool video story about a double amputee who bowls a perfect 300 game. www.msnbc.com/stephanie-rules-perfect-score-good-news-rules-rules-dash-142-687-443-5916. ABBA awards are given as follows. Single games over average, 100 pins over, 75 pins over, and 60 pins over for averages of less than 100. Two categories, silver and bronze. In the silver category, PM 225 and over, TM 175 and over, PF 195 and over, TF 155 and over, SM 260 and over, SF 230 and over. The bronze categories, PM 215 to 224, TM 165 to 174, PF 185 to 194, TF 145 to 154, SM 250 to 259, and SF 220 to 229. Triplicates and the following splits. 4-6, 4-6-10, 4-6-7, 4-6-7-10, 7-8-10, 8-10, 7-9-10, 7-9, and 7-10. If anyone bowls a game which qualifies for an award, please let Ginger know, preferably by email or note, so that it can be requested. To benefit the CBA youth account, we have another raffle going. The first prize is a $100 gift card. Second prize is a $50 gift card. And third prize is a homemade quilt. Tickets are $1, and we will draw for the winner at the Raleigh Outlaw Invitational next spring. You do not have to be present to win. See Jeff Tucker for your tickets. And now, Outlaw clothing. If anyone is in need of Outlaw shirts and jackets, please see Ginger. She needs 12 items to place an order. The price list is on the back of your copy of the notes that you received, and payment in advance is requested. It goes on to say that all items may be ordered, embroidered, or screen printed, except the jackets and silky polos, which are embroidered only. Embroidered items only have the small logo on the front. You may have a screen-printed logo on the back also. Please specify the vintage design of lettering only or the big pin design, which is the same as the front design, only larger. This year, we have a standard T-shirt available in long or short sleeves, cotton tank tops, a basketball shooter top, pullover, hooded pullover, and hooded zip-front sweatshirts. There are two options for our regular polo shirts, the jersey knit, more like a T-shirt material, and a silky coach's shirt, which can be ordered in a women's style or a unisex style. All items will be in royal blue with white lettering unless specified, but it can be ordered with white in white with blue lettering. Payment must be made when the order is placed, and so be sure to see Ginger Rush to place your order. The Triangle Radio Reading Service Fundraiser. On Sunday, January the 20th, from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., 20% of all sales at Kendra Scott Accessories and Jewelry at the streets of South Point will be donated to the Triangle Radio Reading Service. It's now time for Top Tech Tidbits. We're reading the titles and descriptions of the Top Tech Tidbits. The associated Internet web addresses are available by calling the Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. You can access them by subscribing to Flying Blind at www.flying-blind.com for a weekly email that also includes classified ads for various pieces of computer equipment, screensavers, braille displays, etc. And now for the highlights for January the 17th. Access World offers lots of Braille-related info. The January 19 issue of Access World contains two articles on advanced tactile watches, an overview of Braille support on the Kindle Fire tablet, a review of the Braille Blaster program from APH, and a discussion of the new operating systems for the Apple Watch, Apple RV, and the Mac. NVDA News. The first issue of In Process for the Year informs us of an NVDA update affecting speakers of at least one language, the updated certification exam, and more. Users can influence NVDA development by completing a survey listed on their website. And the Consumer Electronics Show and Tech Talk Focus and blog post are available by going to the as well. Audio-only games. This Game Revolution post mentions a number of audio-only games on different platforms. And a user testimonial about InVision is available. An entrepreneur finds the InVision app quite useful. Way Around updates. Read the post or listen to the recorded webinar about enhancements in version 2.3 of this Android and iOS app for object identification. Audio fitness programs with text explanations is still free. Thanks to donations, the Eyes Free fitness workout programs from Blind Alive can be downloaded free with donations needed to continue the availability. L Braille Enthusiast. This YouTube video discusses the L Braille, E-L-B-R-A-I-L-E. Producing professional podcasts with your iPhone. This 15-minute podcast introduces Backpack Studio, an accessible iOS application for audio production. Haptic Touch on the iPhone XR versus 3D Touch on the XS. This Apple Insider article is entitled What Haptic Touch on the iPhone XR Can Do and How It Differs from 3D Touch on the iPhone XS. T-Mobile TV Survey. T-Mobile is developing a television service and seeks participants in a short survey for people with visual impairments about what is important to them. Respondents receive a $15 Amazon gift card. Swift Programming. Downloading and managing playgrounds is the latest in Hadley Institute's training materials on coding. Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. This episode features two interviews and a discussion of accessing Apple Music on the Braille Sense Polaris. Enrollment for the Hartken Consultancy PowerPoint course is extended. People can sign up for this course until Monday, January 21, 2019. Be safe on the Internet. This page's author describes it as an open-source checklist of resources designed to improve your online privacy and security. 8 helpful apps for people who are blind. This Easter Seals blog post offers one user's compendium of favorite apps, this time for the iPhone. Advances in digital accessibility. In Eyes on Success, episode 1903, Larry Lewis talks about his new role as Director of Government Sales and Strategic Partnerships for the Pacello Group after many years running Flying Blind LLC. They talk about the importance of accessibility and learn about some of the tools and resources available from the Pacello Group to assist with creating accessible designs. Training and support from ERA. ERA has released a free packet of audio training materials for users of the service and those looking into it. Files are available as Daisy Book or as individual MP3 files. Users of ERA's free services and those considering the service can now join the existing discussion email list. Braille technology firm builds Kindle for the blind. This is from London, and it is an article. From London, a British company plans to launch a Braille e-reader for blind people this year. That should greatly enhance their reading experience and spare them from lugging around hefty print volumes. Since it was developed by Louis Braille in the 19th century, the alphabet of raised dots has brought the joy of reading to millions of blind and partially sighted people. But in its printed form, it is not exactly convenient or portable. A Braille copy of the Bible can take up about 5 feet, 1.5 meters, of shelf space. British firm Bristol Braille Technology hopes to change this with Canute 360, C-A-N-U-T-E, 360, their new Kindle for the blind, which it says is the world's first multi-line Braille e-reader, displaying 9 lines of text at a time, or about a third of a page of regular print. This means you only have to press the forward button every 360 characters rather than every 20, said Stephanie Sargent, whose company, Vision Through Sound, provides training for blind people and has been working with Bristol Braille. It refreshes a line at a time, starting at the top. So even though it takes a little while for all the lines to refresh, you can start reading almost as soon as you press the forward key. Any text that has been translated into Braille format can be downloaded into the Canute, potentially putting an endless supply of reading material at the user's fingertips. The proportion of blind people who can read Braille lettering formed of one to six dots in a range of combinations has fallen, particularly due to advances in audio description technology. But Bristol Braille says learning to read it can significantly boost literacy and numeracy rates among the blind. The final prototype of Canute will enter mass production this year, priced similar to a high-end laptop. Innovations in the field of Braille technology make this a very exciting time for Braille readers, said Claire Maxwell, senior product developer for Braille at the Royal National Institute of Blind People. Now to the calendar of events. WFB information provided by Robert Parrish, Wake Federation of the Blind President. The Wake Federation of the Blind has changed their meeting time. The location is at the usual location, Community United Church of Christ, 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh, and will still take place on the second Saturday of each month. As always, if you have any questions or comments, my phone number is 919-616-1606, or send an email to him, rcp7@bellsouth.net. Mr. Perry says that he hopes to see all of you there. The GMSSA, Inc. Notice of the Winter Meeting. We receive the following from the GMSAAI. The date is January 19, the time 10 a.m. to 4:45 p.m., and the location is the GMS Dining Hall. We invite you to attend our winter general meeting at the Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association, Incorporated. The meeting will be held on the GMS campus, 301 Ash Avenue in Raleigh. The event will be held in the GMS Dining Hall. We will deal with such topics as vocational rehabilitation and independent living services, disability awareness as it relates to technology, and presentations related to personal finance. We will provide a light lunch at 12 o'clock noon. My thanks goes to all who have and will make this year's meeting a success that it will be. Here's an outline of the events. 10 a.m. morning sessions, disability awareness, 12 o'clock noon, lunch, 1 o'clock p.m. business meeting, 2 o'clock p.m. afternoon sessions, personal finance topics, and 4 o'clock refreshments and socializing. I hope to see you at this winter meeting. Thank you in advance for attending. Tim Snyder, President. Please see the Arts Access website for a listing of audio-described performances. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities next meeting will be on Tuesday, February 21, from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street, downtown Raleigh. Ricky Scott is now the Mayor's Committee Chair. His contact information is telephone number 919-673-8300. And his email address is Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, 09@gmail.com. And finally, the Raleigh Wake Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Thursday of each month from 7 until 8:30 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church, located at 2110 Noble Road in Raleigh. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and its activities. It's time now to move on to recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. Our first one up for today is chicken and cabbage stir fry. You're going to need 3 chicken breast halves, 1 teaspoon of oil, 3 cups of green shredded cabbage, 1/2 cup of diced red bell pepper, 1 tablespoon of cornstarch, 1/2 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/2 cup of water, and 1 to 2 tablespoons of soy sauce to taste. Here's the how-to. First, clean and cut the chicken into strips and then place them in a frying pan with heated oil over a medium-high heat. Stir constantly until the chicken is fully cooked. Stir in the cabbage and red pepper for about 2 minutes and then add the cornstarch, seasonings, water, and soy sauce and mix them well until very well combined and smooth. Stir in the sauce and cook to thicken for about another minute. If that doesn't get your taste buds going, how about this next one? Cheesy shrimp and grits. Cheesy shrimp and grits. Sounds good. The ingredients for grits. No, you can't go out and just buy your grits. You got to do it this way. For the grits, 2 cups of low-fat milk, 2 cups of water, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 cup of yellow cornmeal grits, 2 tablespoons of salted butter, 1 cup of shredded white cheese. Now, for the shrimp and sauce, you're going to need the following. 4 slices of bacon, chopped. 1 1/2 pounds of shrimp, peeled and deveined. 1 1/2 cups of chopped onion. 3 cloves of garlic, minced. 3 tablespoons of cornstarch. 1 1/2 cups low-sodium chicken broth. 1 cup of heavy cream. 1 tablespoon of butter. 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. 1 teaspoon of hot sauce. 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/2 teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper, 1/2 cup of chopped green onions, and finally, 1/4 cup chopped fresh parsley. Now, got all that stuff together, and here's what you're going to do. To prepare the shrimp and the sauce, in a large skillet, cook the bacon over a medium-high heat until crisp. Transfer it to a paper towel-lined platter, using a slotted spoon to drain. Return the skillet to the heat and add the shrimp to the pan. Cook for 1 to 2 minutes on each side. Transfer the shrimp to a platter and keep them warm. Add the onions to the skillet and cook those until the onions are softened. Stir in the garlic and cook for 1 minute. Sprinkle the cornstarch over the onions and garlic and cook for an additional minute. Whisk in the chicken stock and cook until the sauce begins to thicken. Whisk in the cream, butter, cayenne pepper, hot sauce, salt and pepper, and continue cooking until the sauce starts to thicken even more. Return the shrimp to the pan and cook for 3 to 4 minutes, making sure not to overcook the shrimp. Stir in the bacon, the green onions, and the parsley. Spoon about 1 cup of grips onto the plate and top with 4 to 5 shrimp. Pour about 1 cup of gravy over the shrimp and repeat this with the remaining grits and shrimp. Serve immediately and, as they say, enjoy. You have been listening to the January 17, 2019 edition of Spare Times, News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws. We hope that you have enjoyed it. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at www.triangleReadingService.org. I'm Dick Hayden for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.